colder in here than it was out at the game. All right, so as far as the injuries go, really Ware is the only one to report. He has a rib contusion, and we'll just have to see how he does. He's pretty sore right now. Listen, all in all, it was a good win. You're going to have these kind of games, especially against the AFC West rivals. And then you got to find ways to win. And we did that. We fought ourselves a little bit to do it, but we found a way to win at the end, which ended up being very important. D. Ford, it was good to see him contribute with the three sacks. I thought he did a nice job. And Marcus Peters, even though he gave up that last one, and these are young guys now, even though he gave up the last one there, he made the tackle. They ended up really winning the game there for you when you look at it as far as the clock goes, that we were able to take care of business. Albert had four catches, you know, and I – was that right, four catches? All right. I forgot my glasses. It's a bad sign here. And then the last couple things, which are very important things, but appreciate our fans being out here. I know it wasn't a pretty day. Somebody I know had a sale on ponchos, and we got them out here, and they were loud when we needed them to be loud. And then the military and the great work in which they do to allow us to be able to play this game and really to be Americans. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. So, time's yours.
Was there anything on those fourth down conversions on that last drive that they had in common, or were they just making some plays on fourth down?
Yeah, I mean, they made plays. We had tight coverage, and they made plays. I mean, it was that was a deal. So, Phillip Rivers, man, I said it all week. That guy, it doesn't matter. I mean, you go play over the 7-Eleven, man. Jump in the parking lot, and he's going to give you the same, you know, the same thing. It's just he plays hard football, and he's going to come after you every time. It's a great challenge for your defense. So, and the guys, they made it happen. We did what we had to do to win the game.
Andy, what do you think a day like this does for D. Ford's growth?
Yeah, no, I think it's a positive thing. And, you know, there are going to be some things he needs to work on coming out of it, which we all can. We can all get better. And but at the same time, he was off the ball fast. And I thought he did a heck of a job there.
Andy, you knew that he could rush the passer a little bit. Did you know he could cover Danny Woodhead out of the backfield on the last play of the game?
Yeah, listen, he did a nice job. He learned from the first time. So he had one earlier. And I believe it was on a tight end, actually. But, you know, he learned earlier and made it happen. So I thought he did a nice job there.
If I had told you that's going to be the last matchup on the last play of the game, comfortable with that?
I'd ask you for another question.
At the end of the first half, looked like you had a thought of maybe trying to get another playoff before the field goal. How'd that go on the sideline, and what you guys made the choice to kick the field goal?
Yeah, you know what? I had one in the pocket that I was okay with, but that's right, you're right on the border right there. And I said, listen, we're getting the ball in the second half, you know, to start the second half, and let's get points on the board. Ended up being important for us. So we knocked that out. So as opposed to being greedy, took the easier one.
Is that a situation where you have to get talked out of it, or you talk yourself out of it? How does that go?
I talked myself in it and out of it. It was nobody had to say anything. I went back and forth. There was nobody else saying anything. Everybody kind of gets quiet right around those times.
So on that last play, Andy, are you comfortable because you basically got the end zone, you can give them tight coverage, or is your heart in your throat because of what Phillip Rivers has been able to do? Or is this another case where I need to ask another question?
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I'm comfortable where I'm standing right now. I'm happy about the win. And, you know, we put pressure on him, so he had to make fairly quick decisions or be on the move to make the decisions in which he made in those last couple plays. So I was good with it. I thought Bob did a nice job, had a good game plan. You know, he had people in position to make plays, and sometimes they made them, sometimes we made them. I mean, that's how it goes.
On that drive at the end of the first half, it looks like Alex had a couple of runs and then got up, showed a little fire. after one of the plays. What does it say to the rest of the team, and just what do you see if a guy doesn't normally show emotion like that?
Yeah, well, you saw it. Now, listen, he was completely responsible for that first touchdown, so or the only touchdown. He made the check versus zero blitz, and they were coming after us with everybody. And he got us out of a situation and put us in a better situation. So I thought he did a great job. And he showed a lot of fire in that play. And then he came back with the run, and his legs have helped us. And I know he's getting up there a little bit, but he knows how to protect himself when he goes down, which is important. And he can still run.
I was going to ask you about that touchdown play. I saw the fire, too. He looked over at Kelsey. I mean, is it when you see the thing on the sideline and you're wanting him to make that check, and he makes that check. When you saw it happen, I mean, did you know right away it was going to be a touchdown too? Because it looked like they knew instantaneously.
Yeah, you had a good idea. I mean, the to the corners part there, he has no help inside. So, and Albert beat him up there. I mean, he had a nice release move and was able to get inside on him. So there's nobody, no safety support there, help to help him out.
Andy, sorry if I missed this in your opening remarks, but I don't think you care about style points. And how much does this game just show grinding it out and how much that matters?
Yeah, well, if you're going to be a good football team, you got to win games like this. I mean, we found ways to lose games just like this. So you find a way to do it. We had some guys step in that either were coming off injury or we were minus a few guys here and there. And so guys had to step in and do some things. Forrest, D. Ford being one of them, and they've stepped up and played well. And then they've got to continue to get better. I mean, we've still got a long way to go. We've got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, and we'll be a way better football team.